Welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Now, are you just joined by Michael Cambo Campbell? Because, Nelson, here's the thing.
Special guest.
At the moment, Stacey is not in the house. She's out of the house, which means that I am home alone, which means that it is a non-negotiable that Megs the cat has joined. The only reason I bring it up, he's sitting very quietly on my lap receiving a nice little pat, happy as Larry. But if you hear any cat screams later in the podcast, I just wanted to let people know that's why.
This is the difference between your cat and my cat. My cat was also in the room, and admittedly, Ellen is home. And so she took him out just so that he wouldn't cause a ruckus. But even if I had to put him out, he would have been like, hey, don't worry about it.
No. This is like the Siege of Troy. Yeah. Like, even though it seems impenetrable, it would have been 100 years war to get in.
And
many casualties.
Right. Okay. I mean, the lesser of two evils, as I think was the Battle of Troy. They were like, we'll just let him in.
Yeah.
I think that's how it happened in the end. If history serves me correctly.
And it does.
All right. Cambo, let's get into it. This first Reddit on Reddit is by RDDT_IR. And this is in the subreddit, RDDT. Is it? Might be something slightly different. I think it's RDDT. Introducing RDDT. We have a life update. Reddit is now trading as a public company on the New York Stock Exchange as RDDT. Thank you to everyone who was part of this journey, from the most casual Redditor to those of you who were able to show your support by participating in the directed share program. No idea what that is. We look forward to this next chapter, so stay tuned for more opportunities to ask us questions and learn more about Reddit as a public company. Just a reminder, due to legal limitations, this subreddit will operate slightly differently than others like Mod News and ModSport and Reddit, which will continue to operate as normal. And you might notice some of our posts, but not all, will be read-only.
Oh.
Just as a quick update, 100% of their posts currently are read-only, I think. No, actually, that's a lie. There is one where they were specifically asking for questions.
Yeah. I think they did like an AMA, didn't they?
They did an AMA, which I listened to all of it, actually, about people's concerns or just interests in what Reddit going public means. Admittedly, it's so interesting that the way that Reddit has to go about this. I can't think of another company that, you know, has like this much buy-in from their users. Even something like Facebook, obviously, that went public was just like so early, I feel like, into the Facebook journey that it was irrelevant to users kind of thing. Like,
and they famously are indifferent to their users.
I mean, it wasn't really a... It's just not the same sort of conversation, right? Because it feels like Reddit, since its inception, has always been... Reddit, the company, has always been in conversation with its users. Because, I don't know, there almost like has to be this kind of connection between the two. Whereas Facebook, like, never had to do that. It's like, this is your profile, you only see profiles of other people that you want to see. So there's like, I don't know, it just feels like there was less exposure to just a broader audience. So it would be weird if Facebook was like, hey, here's to update you on our stocks.
Yeah. Obviously Reddit went public, New York Stock Exchange.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts are, the truth is, I don't know, like a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I think that Reddit has a special kind of sauce, and I'm not certain that going public is going to help. is going to gel well with that sauce.
Yeah.
So, right. Like noodles with a bolognese combo. It's kind of, they're kind of there, but like noodles, not spaghetti. You know, it's just slightly off, slightly weird. You're not sure if it's going to work.
So
and I mean like the 2-minute noodle kind, you know?
Like the real that cheap and nasty, yeah.
Cheap and nasty noodles with some mama's bolognese sauce, you know? That's the kind of mix we're talking about here.
But like the potential that is really tasty. The problem is we don't know.
Nobody has ever tried that combination, ever. And it could be the best thing in the world. We're yet to find out. I mean, there's like it'll be interesting because I think it probably allows them to enhance their funding in areas that they might want to fund. But you know, the thing is, when you go public, you can't just say anymore, well, we're happy with the money that we're making, kind of thing. You know, like there's never an option. You always have to increase your profits
every
year on year.
Quarter needs to be up.
Yeah.
And from what I understand as well, there's some, I think, pushback around the idea that now that they're a public company and they're beholden to the shareholder and et cetera. Mm-hmm. Of like, well, you really need to sort out content moderation because there's some stuff on Reddit mm-hmm. that is no bueno for a company that's public.
Yeah.
And like, what are you doing to actually take, which happens to every social media company when they go public. It becomes, you know, a lot of red tape around content moderation and such.
Yeah. So they kind of touch on this a little bit in the AMA that I listened to. And I probably should have written notes to better report back to anybody's who's listening who couldn't be bothered going through that video. It's like 20 minutes or something. But what's interesting is Steve, the CEO, aka Spez, he is saying, "Well, look, like the Reddit needs to stay the same way."
Yeah.
Because I do think that shareholders shouldn't also be idiots, right? Like you need to understand that Reddit needs to be a certain way in order for it to be as successful as it currently is. So you can't just go in and say, well, we're going to take down all this stuff that drives content to our site. Obviously, the elephant in the room being not safe for work aspects of Reddit. But I think that there is this understanding of like, well, you can't take that away because then you'll lose people and you'll lose the platform that you have and like another Reddit clone, a forum site is not, you know, unheard of. It's not an original idea. It's been done before. And I think if they started to go south, you could probably have a company come in with a lot of money that it's like, hey, we can just take over this. Much like, not that I know if it's doing well, but Threads has done for Twitter, mm-hmm. right? X. Because they were like, this is easy to reproduce and they're going through pretty hard times, so we'll just redo it and see how it goes. And so I think that Reddit always has to have that in the back of their mind that they can just be taken over by another company. And it might not seem possible, but I feel like there's even things like, you know, in history, even stuff like MySpace. We're like, MySpace is it. We've reached the pinnacle of social media. But, you know, and then that literally got bought out, right? Did it go public? I can't remember how it worked.
Yeah, I don't remember if it certainly got brought out. I don't remember whether it went public before that. Yeah.
But it, at the very least, I know got bought out and then tanked afterwards.
Yeah.
So yes. I assume there was a similar kind of scenario, right, where it was bought out maybe by people who didn't, who were like, yeah, let's milk this sucker.
Yeah.
And just ended up making it way worse, and then users moved on. Obviously, Facebook came out too, which was probably had more like a connection functionality. So yeah, there's that as well. But I think probably driven into the ground a little bit was MySpace. But yeah, I think it's interesting. Obviously, there's a big relationship between Google and Reddit. I don't know if you know this, but two things that I know is happening. So one is Google is using, like, has permission from Reddit to use all their data, all their communication posts and comments in Reddit to help build its large language model for AI. For Gemini now, not Bard, and probably other. I imagine they might have a few AI kind of bots, but yeah, which is a pretty big thing because, not that I know a great deal about large language models and AI, but Cambo, I can pretend to. So
please.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you then about this stuff. I think that the learning aspect of these large language models really is about content, like feeding it content.
Yeah.
And so to have this sort of partnership with Reddit, I think could maybe get it to a point where it surpasses something like ChatGPT. I still occasionally go on Gemini and go, oh no, like after a few minutes, I'm like, it's still not quite there.
Not quite there, yeah.
But it does seem like something that could, help at the very least kind of surpass ChatGPT and any other AI programs out there. So yeah, that's really interesting. And the other thing is that Google has in their algorithm prioritized Reddit posts to be at the top of search results.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting because I'm pretty sure there was maybe some controversy, or at least I'm making it up, and that's kind of some juicy drama, which is that Google, bought a ton of Reddit shares and then, announced that they were doing this.
Yeah, I mean, Google does this kind of stuff a lot, as does Amazon, which is, I don't know how they are not in more trouble whenever they do it. For instance, they started Google Hotels, and they said, don't worry, we're not going to, do anything to compete against, booking.com or whatever the big hotel thing might be. But if you put in a place you want to stay, above it all, they'll give you the option to go through Google Hotels first.
Yeah.
I don't know how they think that isn't prioritizing themselves.
It's such a tricky, thing to navigate, right? Because part of me is like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
They built it.
Yeah.
It's their thing. I understand the idea of owning monopoly or controlling the market exclusively, but we have less oversight, it feels like, for just media companies. Obviously, without going into detail, the Murdoch press can just controlling a lot of media. Feels like, even though it is scrutinized, obviously, less so than just when it's a big tech company that's oh yeah, but we all go to Google and we all, search these terms. So it's easier to comprehend. It's easier to understand how Google can manipulate you rather than a global media empire.
Here is the real pressing question with all of this Reddit and Google, collaboration. Google is using Reddit to scrape information for large language models. Reddit posts now come up more prioritized than Google searches. And Google is renowned for their search engine. Will they fix the Reddit search bar?
It's I will leave Reddit if they fix the search run.
It's horrendous.
It's become like a weird family member to me, you know?
And like you type in any subreddit, yeah, it might find it. But say you go, I want something about Santa Claus. They're like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
There's never been a post about Santa Claus. I'm so sorry.
I've done stuff before where like Ellen will be on Instagram and she'll see a Reddit post reposted. And I'll type in within the title and it still can't find it. Like, I'm like,
don't know what that is. Don't know what that is, bro.
How is this? Yeah. I mean, as soon as they fix that, their shares will skyrocket because people will actually be able to use Reddit.
If they announce that they're fixing it, let's quickly buy shares in RDDT.
Yeah, I think that's it. I do want to quickly check, actually, while we're live. I'll Bing this, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Reddit shares. Yeah, okay. So they started quite high. Hold on, let's go. Is this the right time? Okay, so they started at $50 and then in a few days it reached a peak of 65 and now it's a drop to $45.97.
Here's the question. Well, I mean, I think that's pretty natural for an announcement. You shoot up a bit. If we're ride or die Reddit peeps, which doing this show would suggest maybe we are, do we as a show invest money in the RDDT stock?
Yeah, this is not a bad idea. This is, okay, this is what we should do.
Think about this, pod nappings from now on.
Yeah.
Check the stock.
That's good. What are you up to? Oh, we've lost money again.
sell.
Then it'll go up and we're like, oh, well, we better buy again, I guess. It's going up. You know, we've never been too serious about Patreon.
Mm.
But maybe that's what our Patreon funds. Like,
oh, that's good.
Zero. We
don't get anything.
We don't get any money.
It just goes straight
into Reddit stocks.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's a bad idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, in a way, it's people investing for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
To be clear, we put no money into it. It comes from the Patreon, but they get no money back.
Yeah, they get no money back. It's really a lose-lose situation, kind of thing.
Well, not for us, Nelson. It's a real win-win for old Nelson and Cabo over here.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't want to join the Patreon.
Except if the stocks tank, and we're like, oh, man, we ended up, say, optimistically, we got $1,000 through our Patreon, and we could have kept that $1,000, but now it's actually, that $1,000 has turned into 25 cents. Yeah. So there is that scenario.
Here's the thing, Nelson, we haven't lost anything.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't lost anything. Now, don't we have to put, like, subscriber bonuses and stuff like that? That's kind of annoying.
Stock updates. That's the best.
Okay.
We offer monthly stock updates.
You could check this yourself, or you could hear us telling you what it's up to.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Here's the real fear. This is the legitimate fear, Cambo, is now that they're public, do you reckon there'll be scrutiny on, like, well, us. I was going to say, like, any kind of third party.
I wondered about this because we do use official Reddit imagery in our thumbnail.
Yeah.
And I think we got that checked off, but I can't remember.
It's fine. I think we, so long as we act with confidence, then I think that there's no problem with us using the Reddit logo. So
this is the thing is now is the time before there's too much scrutiny to try and convince people that we were all good. You're probably doing your due diligence now that you're a new board member or whatever of Reddit. You know, this one's all good.
We're all good. So we can move on. Next item on the agenda. We'll be able to do that when we've got stock.
That's true.
If we get 0.00001% of the company.
Yeah, if we get enough people on our Patreon funding our stocks enough, we will be on the board.
Here's the unfortunate thing. Steve, I think Huffman is his last name. Right? He's the CEO and co-founder of Reddit. He was open with how much what percentage share he has, and he has a 3% share, which is not much. So we're going to need a lot of shares to have some say on the board to basically allow this podcast to continue to exist.
I will also say that I saw some outrage today where people, I guess, discovered the salary of old mate Steve.
All right.
And they were shocked at how much money he makes.
Why? Why is anybody shocked at what a CEO makes ever?
Especially a CEO of a company worth what Reddit is worth.
And a co-founder as well.
Yeah.
Which would absolutely factor into it. Like if another CEO came in today, I reckon they'd be getting less money than Steve, you know?
Oh, yeah. And like, yeah, Steve has sweet back end. He has a nice little 3% stake in the company. I think he's earning something like $200 million or something like that, I think.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But it's like, yeah, he's co-founder and CEO of a massive tech company.
Yeah. I think it's because people don't actually realize how much money certain companies just make in general.
Yeah.
Especially a company like Reddit where you're like, yeah, it's just a few ads and stuff. And it's like, oh, it's actually a lot of things. Yeah. I think they said this Google deal was a bit of money, like $50 million. But like I can't remember the date range. But you know, you're doing like certain deals like that where selling data and things that really adds up. So, yeah.
Yeah. They always say, if you're using a product for free, you are the you are the product to them. And Reddit is a free message board, but if you don't think they're using all the data they collect from that to sell.
I thought it was that if you're getting a product for free, a third world country has children working in warehouses for that content.
That's also true.
Yep.
Two things can be true.
That's how you get the good Instagram content. Comes from those warehouses. Anyway, let's move on into Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by A Bus. What's the grown-up version of believing Santa is real?
Well, we've talked about the idea that Santa is weird before on the show, just like this concept that everyone lies to kids. And recently, having gone through Easter, it did remind me of that. Mm. But yeah, the adult version. I feel like it's astrology.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Astrology is a good one. Anything along those lines that's like astrology or like, what's it like, stones, like gems.
Crystals and stuff, yeah.
Crystals that help your chakras.
Yeah.
Reiki? I was talking to some people recently that are like, I did Reiki and it was really good. And so I'm no longer speaking to them. No, actually, that's not true. They both had different experiences. One was like, now I just laid on the bed so just in case you don't know what Reiki is, because I feel like that's not actually very common. It's like somebody puts their hands over your body, but they don't touch your body.
Transferring energy.
While you're lying down. Yeah, it's like you're in a massage parlor, but there's no touching. Yeah. And they transfer the negative energy out of your body.
Don't laugh, Nelson. Sorry.
No, I was just thinking of a funny joke that I had. You won't get it. Yeah. So one of the guys was like, I lied there on the table for like, I think it was 40 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what am I doing here? haven't felt anything. It was just a total waste of time. I just laid down on a table for 40 minutes, paid somebody some money. The other person was like, for a brief period of time, I felt something warm on my leg.
Oh, well, that's true then.
Bit of a reaction there. Yeah. So definitely real.
The question
is, tick that box.
Nelson, have you ever had a Reiki happy ending? They're very interesting.
Yeah. I think it's a wet dream. That's when you fall asleep.
And it's not technically cheating, as I understand. Okay, no contact is made.
No contact. that's true. But Yeah, so that's pretty bizarre. Actually, I'm also going to put in that category, I think, the what do you call them? The people that speak with the dead.
Oh, like a medium.
A medium, yeah. So anything in that kind of realm. I was talking to... actually, it was the same people, funnily enough. And I consider these people, not people, very rational. Except that this one woman saw a medium and was like, oh, I see someone in hair curlers and they're beside you and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, that's, yep, that's my grandmother. Mm. Must be my grandmother. And so just like something that's really important, I think, about this is this person's grandmother would have grown up, you know, like 60s-ish, you know, I guess 50s, 60s kind of thing. And something that was incredibly common is for women around that age to have hair curlers in.
My grandma uses hair curlers.
Yeah. So it is like the most basic measure. And she was like, oh, no, but like I used to do my grandmother's hair like all the time. Like it's significant to me that she had the hair curlers. I was like, yeah, that doesn't stop the fact that everybody had a grandparent around that age that, you know, hair curlers are an important thing.
In 60, 70 years' time, when we've all started to pass on and they're trying to communicate with the younger generations, they'll be like, I see a guy, I think he had a podcast. And they're like, my granddad had a podcast.
Were those the podcasts with two white men, maybe two or three white men? Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
He was into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
yeah, that's good. Here's the annoying thing. I'm going to be wanting to talk to my grandchildren one day, and I'll only be able to reference these things when I'll be like, how did... The medium's going to be like, look, how do I get them to know that it's you? I'm like, the podcast, the cinematic universe. Like, it is going to be all the obvious stuff.
When I'm on my deathbed, I'll get any family that's left and go, come here. If I'm ever going to communicate with you from beyond the grave, I'm going to use a code word, which is Portugal.
Oh.
And then, because we don't have any particular Portugal connection, it'll seem really out of the blue. But if they pick up on that, I'll be very impressed. So then I'll be standing behind the medium going, Portugal.
Yeah.
Tell them Portugal.
That's good. This is in the movie Ghost. Doesn't Whoopi Goldberg, he says a word and then she repeats the word and then the woman's like, oh, that's what he called me.
Probably. I don't really remember the movie Ghost.
Camber, you're the movie guy.
I've never claimed to be the movie guy, Nelson. You've put that upon me.
I have, but only up until now have you refuted that.
I actually have always wanted to be the book guy on this podcast, but you keep making me the movie guy.
Well, okay. What's your book recommendation this week?
The novelization of the movie Ghost.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Completely different.
Yeah, plot.
They really butchered it in the movie. yeah.
He doesn't even die in the book.
Yeah. It's just about them having a conversation that if they were to die, the code words that they would give you.
Yeah. And there's way more pottery in the book.
Yeah. It's basically a pottery book. I just wanted to go through some comments people made.
Sure.
Whether we agree or disagree on what the grown-up version of believing in Santa is. Chalupa Chump says, thinking the stripper is really into you, which I like is the top voted comment because, like, a lot of guys know.
Yeah.
They know. Or if they didn't know, they know now, you know. I think I've actually spoken about that on the podcast once before. I remember going into the strippers and I know it sounds bizarre, but go back and listen to the episode. I accidentally got a lap dance. And
that's the story we're sticking to.
That's the story I'm sticking to. I legitimately didn't want the lap dance, but it was my money and I did end up getting a lap dance.
I don't know how that happens. It's crazy, isn't it, when that happens?
This is like going to be, I don't know, some scenario where I've been accused of murder and I'll be like, honestly, it's not how it seems, you know? I do have the murder weapon and no alibi, but I promise that it wasn't me. Anyway, yes, I just remember the afterwards, she was like, oh man, you're really hot. And I was like, you've overplayed your hand. I know my level of attractiveness and it is not very hot.
She says, oh, you're really hot. No, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm ugly, but very hot? No, sorry. Okay, Leather Dirt 4398, worshipping politicians. Mm-hmm. Really? I don't think I really know any one person but that worships is, like, a politician.
Also, politicians are real.
Like, yeah, they are
to
real.
To be clear.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand the point they're trying to make and be snarky, but this comparison doesn't actually necessarily work.
Yeah.
Because he's chosen a real person that people do believe it.
Yeah, yeah. You can still worship something that's not positive.
Yeah.
Santa has slaves. People seem to worship him.
And people don't talk about that enough.
Yeah, he keeps it hush-hush. Oh, no, they're elves. Really? Small people in the North Pole working endlessly in a warehouse.
And
been there before.
They seem to be native to the North Pole, so I'm thinking he's enslaved an indigenous race.
That is true. Yeah, yeah, that's true. He legally called them elves. Like, as their race, so that people would, yeah, so would get confused. People thought it was whimsical and, like, just, you know,
he
a
doesn't,
fake
he
race
doesn't
of people.
Even classify them as people. That's how low he looks at these people.
That asshole. Mission Beach says HR is there to help you.
Yeah.
I think so. I think sometimes. I think it depends on probably your company and also I'm going to say your country.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's
We certainly know people that have gone to HR and have been helped for the better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But we live in Australia.
God, but we live in Australia. Gimp is God that a waitress actually likes you and isn't being overly nice for a good tip.
Again, that's going to depend on your country.
That's going to depend on your company, country. And on the waitress. Maybe they do genuinely like
it. Yeah, I've waited before, and there's been people I like.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
just did it for the tips, Cambit. Yeah. I didn't get $1. Oh, yeah. Astrology. Okay, I was going to try and do another one, but they're all repeating each other. Okay, how about this one? Butter O-Pecan. O-Pecan. Believing that hard work alone will get you far in life. Oh, this one's depressing. Along the way, I've learned that luck has a great deal to do with how your life goes and that you can do everything right and still have hard times. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's probably true.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone does learn that at some point, you know, where you're like, oh, I get it. It's not everybody gets the same opportunities and that's fine. That's like, I heard, oh crap, what's the name? I read a post on Reddit about, who plays, Jess in, New Girl.
Oh, yes.
Zooey Deschanel,
yeah.
Saying that it must have been a recent thing, right? Where she said nepotism had nothing to do with her success.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't think you understand how much. So, like, hey, you can absolutely put in the same, like you've put in effort to become an actor and a good one, right? Like, granted.
Yeah.
But there are other people that put in the same, more effort into trying to become a good actor and haven't had the same level of success. So, yes, nepotism has.
Yeah, there was a really great New Yorker article called She Has Her Mother's Eyes and Her Mother's Agent, which was all about like nepotism in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And yeah, this idea that they're genuinely like, I work hard. It's like, no one's disputing that you also work hard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that you don't realize that you're working hard and they're working hard. You can work the same hard.
Yeah.
But you have something over them, like a father that's been nominated for like 7 Academy Awards, Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Cameron, we should definitely move on to Today I Advise.
So now it's time for Today I learned. Today
I learned.
And also sometimes advice.
This Today I Learned was cross-posted to us by Gone Fish Caking, but it was originally by Al Grinder. Wait, maybe AI Grinder. Yeah, I think it was AI Grinder. Today I Learned, this one was just more interesting, I had no idea. Today I Learned, the plane crash in Breaking Bad mirrors the real-life 1986 Cerritos? I have no idea. Mid-air collision, and the junior air traffic controller involved was actually named Walter White.
Now, here's my question.
Okay, no, just so you know, I've only read this, so...
Yeah, no. we're about to wildly speculate.
Okay, cool. That would be a first on this podcast.
Knowing a little bit about Vince Gilligan and how he writes, the creator of Breaking Bad for people that don't know.
Oh, yes, what your question's going to be. Yeah.
Which is... Everyone's like, he must have had this whole thing planned out. And he was like, I didn't know where I was going.
Yeah.
So people might think, wow, he probably named Walter White after this and has slowly worked up to including this. But I think one day he Googled Walter White. Because that happens in later seasons. It's like season 3, I think, that happens. The plane crash. Or end of season 2, I think. Into season 3.
Yeah.
So it'd been running for a while. I suspect that he Googled Walter White, went, wait, what happened? That's crazy. I'm going to put it in the show.
Yeah. I think that's far more likely. Yeah. That's true. I do.
We think he's a genius. Like, we think Vince Gilligan is great. But he has said time and time again, I didn't have a meticulous plan.
The classic story I remember from Vince Gilligan and writing Breaking Bad, and I think there was another like co-writer, at least for the last season, I think. Mm-hmm. There's co-writers all the time, but yeah. For this one particular thing, which was the first episode of the last season, Walter opens up a boot and inside is like a huge machine gun.
Yeah.
And they were like, we had no idea what he was going to do.
They were just like, it's a great hook.
We just thought it'd be really cool, really cool scene that he's in a diner, he gets a car, there's a huge machine gun in the back of it. Like, that's awesome. And I think they said they kind of regret that they, like, then had to, like, pigeonhole to a point where that was relevant.
To their credit, they did manage to do it pretty organically. Like, it doesn't
I thought it was perfect. This is kind of cool.
The idea that... That's what, like, essentially had to happen now because they were like, yeah, that's cool. Imagine a big gun in the boot. That's fun.
Yeah.
And I think the opposite of this is the show that always gets criticized for not knowing where it was going is Lost. And the two showrunners of Lost, Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, always said, we know exactly how Lost is going to end. Now, I'm about to spoil the end of Lost because I know what they mean. Which is the opening of Lost. The very first thing you see is the main character, Jack, his eye shoots open and he's laying in the middle of a jungle after a plane crash, chaos going on.
Yeah.
The very last shot of Lost, Jack is lying down wounded and his eye closes in that same shot.
Yeah.
That's what they meant by...
They were like,
we know...
Open eyes, close eyes. Brilliant.
Yeah.
The rest we'll figure out.
We know how it's going to end, like literally the last shot.
Yeah.
How we get there. Oh, boy. Who knows? Big smokes and islands and waterfalls and magic caves.
Yeah.
All of that happened, by the way, in Lost.
Throw in some polar bears. They were in there, right?
They're in there.
Yeah. So, interesting. Anywho, let's move on to shower thoughts. This shower thought was by Noba9779. It's a new cross poster, I think. I think we've had a few people cross posting recently. There was another one I was going to do, but I kind of ran out of time. And Teros21, apologies. But thank you for cross posting. It cuts down on my note putting together quite considerably. But this one was originally by Skinchild. An 18-year-old can legally adopt a 17-year-old.
Yeah, that's it's a scary thought, isn't it?
That is a scary thought. That's like after I did my personal training course, I learned that they just asked somebody who finished the course to teach the next semester. And I was like, I'm starting to think that you don't have to be very qualified to teach this course. Just like you don't have to be very qualified to adopt a child.
Apparently. Yeah, yeah. I know part of this is imposter syndrome, but I'm sure when you finish that course, you're like, wait, I can now just tell people what to do? I don't feel like I should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Like I get some people coming to me at work asking like my professional opinion on something, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh boy, I just I do not feel like I'm qualified to do this. But here it is.
Yeah, yeah. But here you go. I'm obviously not going to tell you this out loud because then I'll lose my job.
But the problem is I keep saying all of that.
Yeah, yeah. You monologue a little bit before answering the question. Like a narrator. He asked me a question that I had no idea how to answer. I'll be really cool. Oh, I don't know. Anywho, yes. To be fair, I suppose like, You can bear children like younger than 18, technically.
Wouldn't recommend it, though.
I mean, I don't recommend children in general. So at any age, nobody is qualified to raise a child.
No. That's what, as our friends have become parents, it's what I've learned, is that nobody's qualified to raise a child.
Because there's not one person alive that at least at some point in their life hasn't been a dick. You know,
yeah.
The nicest person you know at one point, you'd be like, you're a bit of a dick. That's bad parenting.
You also like, I know plenty of people that are parents that are great parents, but I've never known anyone that's become a parent straight away and been like, I know exactly what I'm doing and it's fine.
I think the great parents are deceptive because sometimes the idea of what a good parent is, like, I think you can look at somebody and be like, they are a really good parent, but they are super overbearing to their child.
Mm.
Where like from the outside looking in, you're like, best parent, really good, went into the role, perfectly fit to be a mother/father. But I think that the problem is that it's not just that people slowly learn how to become parents when they do it. It's just that like, society hasn't worked out what the best parenting method is.
Yeah.
And we're just like, this is the best of the range of parents that we currently have. You know, like you're in the top echelon of what we kind of perceive as being great parents, but you could still be screwing up this child as far as we know. Because, yeah, you know, there's just a roll of the dice, really. So genetics plays a part in it. Nobody can, you know, account for that, I think. I think I had lovely parents. But, you know, I ended up doing this podcast. So
in a way, they've failed.
In a way, they're on the lowest half of the best parents in the world. If I had Zoe Deschanel's parents, Kemba.
Someone would be a Hollywood star.
I'd be sitting. Nah, I wouldn't. I'd probably just mooch off their wealth. Hey, do you want to go into acting? Nah, just give me your money and I'll be cool with that.
I think Zooey Deschanel has a podcast, so it wouldn't have helped.
Oh.
I think she does one of those rewatch podcasts of New Girl. You know how every person that was on a network sitcom now does that?
Yeah, that started to be a thing because they were like, how do I make money with little effort of the thing that I'm most well known for?
Yeah.
In future, we'll do a podcast of this podcast, Gambo.
Well,
re-listen.
Like, here's the thing. Frankie Muniz, Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle, is currently on Australia's version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, really? Why?
He's you know, jumping off cliffs and eating God knows what. Do you reckon he's like,
why?
I could have just re-watched Malcolm in the Middle and people would have, what am I doing here? This is crazy.
That is funny. I'm actually so genuinely surprised at that, because I thought that he was just kind of like surely he was just like, no, this actually might be a bit of fun.
I think it must have been, right? I think that's what it is. Because, yeah, he's doing all right, and he's got NASCAR money as well, which pays him quite well, I believe.
Yeah.
But I would say most of Australia, because, by the way, I'm sure it's the same in every country, but our celebrities are not really celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
They are people from other reality shows generally.
Yeah. You know, in Excel, when you're going through columns and you get to Z and then it starts double A again? These guys are like double C, you know?
Yes, exactly. So when they announced Frankie Muniz, who, by the way, is not an A-lister, but for us is like, that's big.
Yeah, yeah.
That's big.
Yeah. He's a double A-lister. Yeah, that's
true. He is, like, for some reason, Australia has weird American celebrities that we, for some reason, get really big over here. For some reason, the Madden brothers from Good Charlotte were just really popular over here for some time. They were on, like, multiple reality TV shows here in Australia, like, judging on singing shows and stuff.
Yeah,
in, like, advertising campaigns. Really weird.
Hey, this is totally off topic, but I was thinking about this the other day and it just popped into my mind. And I want to know if you know what's happened to this celebrity. Mm-hmm. And also, they might be dead, so apologies if this is, I don't know, insensitive in some way. What happened to Bam Margera?
Oh, it's not good, Nelson.
Oh, no.
He is still alive at time of recording.
Okay.
And I say that because it's been very touch and go with Bam Margera.
Oh, boy.
He is, people might not know this, but they released a Jackass movie like 2 years ago, maybe. Jackass 4.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the whole thing was, oh, everyone came back. Like, it's the old crew back again. Yeah. But Bam Margera is not in that film.
Yeah.
But Bam Margera did film for that movie. And they made a deal with him, said, if you get clean, as long as you're clean, you can be in the movie.
Oh,
they got about 2 weeks into filming, and he couldn't do it. They edited him out. There were like weird like shots of him in the background every now and again of that movie.
Yeah, right.
But they were like, you can't stay clean. Like, we're going to cut you out. So he's currently, his Instagram is very sad. It's like him out with like young people a lot. He's turning very slowly, actually not even slowly, very rapidly into his dad. I don't know if you remember his dad.
Yeah,
he looks a lot like his dad now.
Does that mean he's... I vaguely remember his dad being quite obese. Yeah, or was that Bam, his uncle or
Bam,
something?
No, that's his dad. Bam's a bit heavier set these days. He has the alcoholic red face. Steve-O, of all people, who's been clean for a while now, has tried multiple times to get him clean.
Yeah, yeah.
And Steve-O's podcast is all about getting people on, even if they're going through addiction, and helping them and talking them through it and being non-judgmental. Right. He is pretty much given up on Bam.
Yeah, yeah.
To be like, I've really tried. Like, I've tried multiple times. So, yeah, he's still kicking, but...
Which is weird because, as we were just recently talking, you know, his parents are really good. Like, really good, solid role models for him, for Bam. So it's weird, that it turned out this way.
What are you doing now? Burning down a house or something? Okay, I guess.
That's fine. All right, Kemet, we better move on into podnapping.
Oh my God, I'm being podnapped.
Podnapping.
This is podnapping, where we nap a pod. We take a topic of conversation or a segment from another thing, and we do it ourselves.
This is my week this week. This is one I can't believe I hadn't thought of before, because often podnapping could be confused, some might say, with us just doing some form of trivia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I refute those allegations.
Yeah.
However, how dare they? I have recently discovered there is the subreddit Trivia.
Oh my God, how have we not r/trivia before? Oh, I'm so annoyed that this... Oh my God, Camber, have you tried r/podnapping?
That would be great. So anyway, I went to r/trivia. I filtered it by...
Oh, it's
by,
not, doesn't exist.
By popular ones recently.
Okay.
But the good thing is the way this is done, it has spoiler tags, so we can actually do this trivia together.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So this is one from 4 months ago. By Gaslight the Pain Away is the person that posted this.
Oh, okay.
And it's called...
I like that name, Gaslight the Pain Away. Yeah, it's good.
This is called Absurd America Trivia. Okay. They say, this is fun, absurd American trivia me and my boyfriend made for our bar's local trivia night. It was part of a larger Thanksgiving trivia, but I especially like the absurd America part. We just started doing trivia, so feel free to critique it. I've also included some fun facts that we tell the audience when reading these off. And then they've just listed their questions at the end of the pub trivia.
Okay.
So we're about to do it.
Let's do it.
Question. In what state was the fastest speeding ticket handed out? So I can tell you it was the person was going 242 miles per hour in a 75 mile per hour straight.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
It must be Florida, right?
Yeah, it does seem. But is that the trick?
Is that too obvious?
I'm going to say. It does say bizarre. Oh, man. Yeah, maybe it's just Florida. Oh, I shouldn't think about this too much because honestly, I have no idea. But for funsies and differences, I'm going to say Texas.
Okay. You go Texas. I'll go Florida. It was Texas.
Hey!
Well done. Well done. I have not arranged any sound effects to celebrate.
Oh, I'll do them myself.
Great. And you just do that every time we get it wrong or right.
Yeah.
Question.
That wrong will be whoop, 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 whoop.
What president had the longest, what president had the shortest term length, 1 month, but the longest inauguration speech in history at 105 minutes?
Oh, I don't remember. I do know that there was somebody who was only.
Yeah, was it something Harrison?
I honestly can't.
I feel
remember.
Like it's a three name like Lee something Harrison,
Harvey Oswald.
It was Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm gonna say something Harrison is the person.
Forward.
Oh, William Henry Harrison.
Oh,
I'm gonna give that
got
to
the
us.
Three name thing. Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah,
he died
that.
Of pneumonia from standing out in the cold too long during his inauguration speech. Oh, that's very funny. That's very funny.
It's sad, but funny.
Question. What is the deadliest job in America?
Ooh, okay.
Could this be an odd one? Because I know, for instance, I think with like mortality and suicide rates, isn't the profession like dentistry that has the highest?
Yeah,
could
for
it
some
be
reason.
A trick question like that? Where well, like you're thinking it's a welder or something, but really it's...
Yeah, it depends on how this question is done. Because if it is a percentage of the workforce, right? Then because you might say police, right? And maybe more police do die mm-hmm. in a year, but as a percentage, it's much smaller than something like a dentist.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, I'm happy to go with dentist.
So we're thinking they're trying to do a statistics thing and trick us.
Yeah. Like it could be like, oh, there once a year there's a person who, I don't know, does this one role and coincidentally three people have died in 1 year. So it's like 300%. Anyway.
I will say we were right in the fact that it is a percentage thing.
Yeah.
They've gone with. The answer is being president. Fun fact, 9% of presidents have been assassinated.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a pretty big percentage.
It's pretty big. It's pretty big. Yeah. But yeah, right. Like it is like the volume is low, but the percentage is very high.
Cambo, I'm giving us that one.
Yeah, thank you. Because we knew their trick.
Yeah, we knew their trick.
Question: cows outnumber humans at what ratio in Montana?
Oh, in Montana, I feel like there's a stat in Australia for this too, isn't there? Like, how many cows do Australians?
Yeah.
What
do you think? Like 4 to 1, 6 to 1.
I have no context of this at all. Of like, if you said which state produces the most cows, I wouldn't have guessed Montana.
Oh, now that's ranch land, Montana.
Yeah. But still just not in my purview. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to say for absolutely no reason, 15 to 1.
Okay. I'll go with 6 to 1.
It was 3 to 1.
Oh.
I'm going to give us that. What state has the highest percentage of people who walk to work?
Percentage of people that walk to work. Yeah. Okay, so you've got to think that it's New York. Like, you know, up there would be New York.
But it does say state and not city.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Manhattan, that is certainly true. But New York state, you know, you've got, like, yeah, upper New York is all just, you know,
yeah,
forest
yeah.
and roads and stuff.
No, but then, yeah, that's true. Okay. Could this be another sort of percentage trick thing?
It could be.
It'd be like Alaska.
Oh.
Just to trick you.
Let's go Alaska just to trick us. The answer, Nelson.
Yeah.
Is Alaska.
Are you kidding me? That was, whoa.
Fun fact, due to the high gas cost and living on workstations, oil rigs and fishing boats. So, yeah, they just, I guess you don't have to travel there. You just kind of get up and yeah. walk.
Oh, my cannot God. Cannot believe I'm a goddamn we got genius.
That question, are there more public libraries or McDonald's in the US?
Well, my gut wants to say McDonald's.
Yeah, the cliche would suggest McDonald's.
But now, because they've been, you know, but it seems like such an obvious one that makes me think, well, maybe it's not the case.
Yeah.
Whatever, I'm still going to go with McDonald's.
Me too. It's libraries. Okay.
Okay.
America, we're sorry. We're sorry that we thought that of you.
Yeah. You should get more McDonald's.
Yeah. Come on. 17,000 libraries and only 14,000 McDonald's.
Oh, like such a significant amount.
Chuck some McDonald's in your libraries.
That's the best thing.
Yeah.
Have a Big Mac and a book to read.
Yeah. Question. In what North Carolina city were two atomic bombs accidentally dropped?
Say that again.
In what North Dakota city were two atomic bombs accidentally dropped?
Oh, okay. I have no idea of cities in North Dakota. No.
That was actually North Carolina, but... I'm even aware of this story. I believe they dropped and didn't detonate, but I don't know what city it was. It was Goldsboro. Fun fact, in 1961, a Boeing B-52 carrying 3.8 megaton Mach 39 nuclear bombs broke up in midair, dropping the nuclear payload in the process.
Bummer.
Question. There's 5 left. What is the 50-square-mile pact of land in Idaho called where, due to a loophole in the U.S. Constitution, you can get away with murder?
Oh. How far did you say?
50 square mile in Idaho.
Oh, that's, like, significant. So it must be a lake or something, or, like, a... Wait, you can legally get away with murder?
There are some crazy loud birds going on right now.
Is it coming through me?
Can't tell because we're both wearing headphones. I can't tell. I think it comes through the recording, I apologize. They're very loud. And we cannot filter them out.
Yeah. Well, we could. But, oh, yeah. They're near me. They're galahs. They've been going crazy recently. It must be like mating season.
What do they know that we don't know?
Oh, it's stinking glass.
I don't know what any land in Idaho is called. Should we just call it Murder Town?
Murder Town. Wait, yeah, can you just read the part about it being legal to murder someone?
What is the 50-square-mile pact of land in Idaho called where, due to a loophole in the U.S. Constitution, you can get away with murder?
It's worded very specifically.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to say it's like a prison or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If it's any kind of prison, I'm going to give us this.
50 square miles is... Okay. That's a lot, though, isn't it? That's a lot.
It's called the Zone of Death.
Oh, okay. So it's just a place you can kill someone. Okay. I mean, don't walk through there forever.
The thing is, often they have given facts to help verify, like with William Henry Harrison saying, well, he died of pneumonia because he gave the long speech, etc.
Yeah.
This one doesn't give any context as to why you can murder someone. Question. There is only one place in the world where the Venus flytrap is native to. What is this U.S. state? It seems like an Arizona kind of thing.
Arizona, because they kind of seem like cacti.
Yeah, and that, right? That's why I'm picturing kind of, you know, that's where all the westerns are kind of filmed.
Or do you reckon that they're actually a bit, they could be a bit swampy.
New Mexico?
Could be Washington or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. New Orleans is very swampy.
New Orleans, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I reckon it's either.
Let's go Arizona.
Yeah, I'm going to go Arizona or New Mexico, one of those kind of deserty places.
Okay, yeah.
Wilmington, North Carolina. Okay.
Okay.
I don't even worry about
we
that.
We were close.
Three more. Yeah, we were close. In what U.S. state are there more barrels of bourbon than people?
Okay. Alaska again?
Kentucky. I almost said Kentucky.
I was thinking.
Yeah, because I feel like Kentucky is like a big bourbon place.
They do a lot of bourbon there. Yeah, there's that Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah, yeah, but that's exactly reason, what I was thinking of.
I instantly thought it was going to be a trick question.
Me too. Me too. It's why we said Alaska.
Alaska.
I'm going to give it to us.
I'm going to give it to us because we thought it would be sneaky. And it wasn't.
They then say we've scrapped the last two questions, but here they are anyway, so you know they're going to be good. What is Anna Eleanor Roosevelt's maiden name?
No idea.
Do you think it's Roosevelt?
Yeah, it'd be Roosevelt.
It is Roosevelt. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And then they said, fun fact, she didn't need to change it because it was already Roosevelt. But the more fun fact is, were they related?
Yeah. The fun fact is, they were related. I think.
The King Ranch in Texas is larger than what U.S. state?
Okay. What's a small state?
I don't know.
Alaska?
I don't know. I'm just going to... Oh, you're going to type in smallest state into Bing?
Rhode Island, Canberra.
Okay, let's go Rhode Island. It is Rhode Island! We've done it. We've absolutely
We've done it. What a terrible sound. All right. Now it's time for the Ask Me. Oh my God, have we actually been going for like an hour?
You have been going for far too long. You know what? We've got an email here that's quite short. The top one.
All right, so let's
maybe we'll just do that one.
This is the Ask Me Anything where listeners to the show, just like you, stick right in and ask us anything you want.
We got one here from Zimbo. It says, gentlemen, since nobody else has made the suggestion, I'm going to offer one for episode 400. Have you considered treating yourself? I suggest you treat yourself. Get yourself a cake, write the number 400 on it, and eat it for the podnapping section. Enjoy. Regards, Zimbo.
I do like the idea that we just do something that is not audio friendly. It's just nice for us to do.
This podnapping is cool. Look at this. Hey, Nelson, look at this. Huh. Oh, wow. That's how have they done that? I don't know.
Have you got it the right way up? Or is that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But look what happens when I reverse it.
Oh, my. That's an accident, surely. Yeah. But that
now it becomes not safe for work somehow.
That's a good idea. Also, just like if we just go to massage for like 45 minutes. We're just lying down. We're not talking, obviously.
No, you can
hear the calm music, the like forest sounds.
Every now and then you might hear like a, that's good. That's good.
And they're like, is the pressure okay?
Yeah,
it's good, thanks. Yeah.
Shh. We're recording.
Yeah. I feel like that's actually more the stuff that we can put on our Patreon, Kim.
Yeah, that's true.
As well as the updates to the RWDT price, you'll also get just not podcast friendly audio.
The stuff that should never be on a podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast. But a little peek behind the curtain, we've had a somewhat of a brainstorm about episode 400, and we have kind of devised a way for us to do as little work as possible during it, possibly.
Yep.
So
hit the nail on the head.
If the plan we have comes to fruition, we will be there. We'll keep talking in episode 400, but really we won't be doing any of the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Which we love.
Yes. No, thank you. No heavy lifting for us.
Get out of here with your heavy lifting.
All right. Well, thank you for writing in, Zimbo. and others who are I'm really excited to get to the next thing. But it'll have to wait for next week.
It's wait. To be fair, Nelson, this has waited long enough. This email, so it can wait 1 week.
It can wait 1 more week. but if you'd like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can also reach us at our subreddit.
Yep.
And Discord. It's still such a struggle for me. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to.
You did it for nearly 400 episodes.
Yeah.
It's habit now.
You know, I went on to Podbean recently, which is where we host our podcast.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at where we auto share it, because we auto share it to YouTube. Mm-hmm. And there was one that auto shared to Facebook, and it hadn't auto shared for over a year. More.
That's all right. That's fine.
I was like, hey, do you want to fix this? I was like, nah.
Do you know, I went to Podbean the other day, and this is legitimately, I mean this. I went, huh, more people listen than I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you for listening, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. And Canadians, I didn't realize, actually, is also, I think, up there in a top-ish
percentage. And we've always loved
percentage.
Canadians. We've always loved Canadians.
Yeah. When we talk about Americans, we kind of mean you guys too, obviously.
No, I would say we don't, because often when we talk about Americans, it's not always that positive.
Oh, do you think we have positive thoughts about Canada?
I love Canada. I have very differing
opinions.
Anyway.
No, we have to love Canada. They're part of the Commonwealth. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we will read you later.